Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. I'm being told that my loved one has to transfer to a different part of the hospital. But I just don't understand why. Why now? How does the whole transfer process work? Who tells me? Who knows? What is the real reason for all this? Answer. You have very valid concerns. And it also can be very mystifying as to when someone leaves various areas of a hospital and moves on to different parts of a hospital and on to a rehabilitation hospital and on to home. Hopefully what I say will provide some answers and demystify the process. We will start at the beginning. A patient enters the emergency room. At the emergency room, the patient will be made relatively stable so that a patient can be transferred to the intensive care unit. Within the intensive care unit and throughout all parts of the hospital, you will find social workers and physicians that help to arrange the transfer process. When in the ICU, a patient often requires very close monitoring. Oftentimes in an ICU, one nurse only cares for one or two patients. Vital signs such as blood pressure and heart rate are taken very, very often. Once a patient no longer requires this level of monitoring, a patient is often transferred to a regular acute care bed, or depending on the hospital, maybe a step-down unit. A step-down unit is almost the in-between level of care from an ICU to a regular acute care bed in the hospital. From that, once a patient is on a regular surgical or medical floor, and everything is relatively stable medically, which means that anything that needs to be discovered has been discovered. Any bones that needed to be fixed have casts, are splinted, surgeries has been done. If there's been any surgery to the brain at that time, there's no more surgeries planned for the near future. Monitoring of brain pressure is no longer needed. The rate at which there might be bleeding developing in the brain has stopped. And a patient no longer needs the acuity or the required intense levels of care focused on healing in the body and preventing any other serious aspects from injuring the body. At that point in time, your social worker will talk about the next steps in the plan of care. It might be a nursing home which is often known as a subacute rehabilitation facility, where patients receive therapy, give or take about an hour a day. Again, every facility is different. Or you will hear about acute rehab facilities, where patients receive at least 3 hours of therapy a day. Or you might hear about taking your patient home and receiving home health services, as therapies and home health nursing can be brought into a house and done at home. Then there's also outpatient therapies, which I will talk about a little later in today's presentation. At the time, starting in the ICU, you will likely meet a physical medicine and rehabilitation physician who acts as a consultant, meaning that they are not your primary doctor in the hospital. They're not your primary doctor in the ICU. But they're there to help advise and guide and assist in the transfer process and focusing on rehabilitation aspects of care, even when in the ICU. Your physical medicine and rehabilitation physician may also be a subspecialist in brain injury medicine. From the ICU and medical floors, one may go to a subacute rehab or one may go to acute rehab, as already discussed. If it's located in the same hospital, well, that's an easy transfer. The hospital staff will help gather all the patient's belongings and move them to that next facility. But in many places, a subacute rehab facility or an acute rehab facility is not located within the same building as the acute care facility, and an actual transport has to be arranged for transfer. Your social worker will be able to inform you about costs of this transfer, which often might be done through an ambulance. Depending on the physical level and cognitive status of your loved one, you might be able to bring them from one facility to another in your own personal vehicle, which is possible. But again, your social worker will help facilitate this. Once at an acute rehab facility where your loved one will receive at least 3 hours of therapy a day, you will encounter your entire team taking care of your loved one to help maximize their function despite whatever impairment they might have sustained from the injury. Your patient's interdisciplinary team will meet at least once a week to discuss your loved one's progress, both medical, psychosocial, mental, emotional, and functional progress. Goals are made that the patient continues to reach, hopefully, throughout the rehab stay. And your interdisciplinary team talks about this at least once a week. As a patient is at acute care rehab hospital, eventually, the patient's functional progress slows down, and time is needed for the patient to heal, much more so than the intensive therapies and the doctor seeing the patient daily. When a doctor no longer has to see the patient so frequently and the goals are relatively met or not being met, and one can say that the functional improvements have plateaued or level off, that's when one must transfer out of acute care rehab facility and onto the next steps, which is a place wherever you, your loved one, and social workers help to discuss. Very often it is to home. Other times it might be to a transitional program, which are relatively far and few between. And in truth, a lot of private insurance companies don't cover these transitional programs, which can make it another challenge for a patient to be able to receive those types of services to aid in community reintegration. Once home, a patient again can receive therapies in the home or can receive therapies in the outpatient setting to help continue the patient's progress. Again, the therapy won't be as intensive as in an acute rehab hospital, but oftentimes the patient doesn't need that daily therapy anymore. What the patient needs is time to help the patient recover. As we know, it's a long process to recover from a brain injury, especially a severe brain injury. So in summary, we think of the recovery process in many different levels. So when we think of the acute medical stay, we think of the intensive care unit. We think of, say, a step-down unit. We think of a regular medical or surgical floor. In the rehabilitation medicine world, we similarly think of various levels of care. You could almost say that the acute rehab hospital is like the ICU for rehabilitation. Then you could think of a subacute rehab, almost like a step-down unit or a regular medical floor in a certain sense. And then you have home or community reintegration, also known as transitional programs, to help for the patient, where then they receive outpatient or home therapies. So the transfer process occurs at various points. And at each point, there are always professionals in the hospital willing to assist you and discuss the next steps. Keep that in mind. Should you feel lost, should you feel a bit confused, know that there's someone there to help you. And they're generally right around the corner, or it's the office right across the room from you. You never know, but it's usually pretty close. And in most places, people will be glad to help and to help assist. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.